This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Thursday, February 16th. Coming up on today's show, the official roster for the Team USA and the 2017 World Baseball Classic has been announced, along with the rest of the teams the U.S. will face while trying to win WBC gold for the first time. Plus, another coach joins us to talk about getting his team ready to compete in the 2017 National High School Invitational. Let's see what's leading off. The rosters for the World Baseball Classic were announced last Wednesday, and Team USA is getting ready for its opening round games in Miami on March 10th, 11th, and 12th in Pool C. The U.S. will face Colombia, the Dominican Republic, and Canada in those opening games, and the top two teams from each of the four first-round groups will move on to round two. Taking a look at the USA roster this year, there is a lot to get excited about. 17 of 28 players on Team USA's roster have played in an All-Star game, including all but three of the position players. Nine of those position players out of 15 have won a Gold Glove, and that's including one at every position in the infield and three of our four outfielders. We have returners from the 2013 World Baseball Classic team in Jonathan Lucroy, Eric Hosmer, Giancarlo Stanton, Adam Jones, and Luke Gregerson. Eight batters and four pitchers on the U.S. roster have played for USA Baseball previously with some international experience coming in, but the guy that has the most is the youngest player on the WBC roster, and Alex Bregman. Bregman has won gold three times with Team USA in his four national team appearances, so he may be the least experienced major leaguer, but he's the most experienced international player out of everyone on the team. And Buster Posey and Andrew McCutchen, who played on the 2004-18 U national team together, each bring their MVP hardware to the table, and three other players on the team have been runners-up in the MVP vote. Daniel Murphy did it this past year, and Giancarlo Stanton and Paul Goldschmidt have each done it, Goldschmidt coming in second place twice in the MVP vote. Let's take a look at the pitching staff that will be benefiting from all that run support generated by this lineup. We've got four alumni on the staff, like I mentioned, Chris Archer, Marcus Stroman, Luke Gregerson, and Michael Givens, who actually played as a hitter on Team USA, hit on the 2007-18 U national team that Eric Hosmer actually pitched on, so a little role reversal as they made it to the major leagues. Five of the 13 pitchers have been named All-Stars: Archer, Tyler Clippard, Andrew Miller, Pat Neshek, and David Robertson. And you'll hear a lot of solid bullpen arms. It's been a trend in Major League Baseball seeing those solid bullpens lead teams into playoff success. Team USA definitely following suit. They've got Andrew Miller, the guy who opponents didn't want to see coming out of the bullpen late in games last year. David Robertson, who had three straight 30-save seasons heading into this. Sam Dyson had his first year as closer with the Texas Rangers last year and racked up 38 saves with a sub-2.5 ERA. Michael Givens, who, as I mentioned, is still making that transition. He's a converted shortstop. He's only been pitching since 2013 in the minors. He had a huge step forward in 2015, and he's building momentum off of that. He's a great young pitcher with a lot of potential. And Pat Neshek, the oldest player on the Team USA roster at 36, brings a little bit of a wrinkle into the bullpen. He's a sidearm delivery, sinker-slider combo that could throw opponents off in that unique international baseball style like we see. That could be a huge bonus to have. And righties bat 172 against him, so he could become a right-handed specialist out of the bullpen. Those arms will be following up the four starters in the opening round rotation: Tanner Roark, who came 10th in the Cy Young vote this past season; Marcus Stroman and Archer, the two alumni, both coming off of really, really impressive second halves of 2016, and they're bringing that international experience and some youth to the rotation; and Danny Duffy, who's got the experience as a starter for the Kansas City Royals, has also seen experience coming in relief for them in playoff experience, so he can be a valuable asset in a few different ways with Team USA. And then reinforcements are available to come in later rounds with the designated pitcher pool, which is a new wrinkle in the World Baseball Classic this year. Two pitchers from this pool can be added in between rounds, and those players include Sonny Gray, J.A. Happ, Drew Smyly, 2016 AL Rookie of the Year Michael Fulmer, as well as Brett Cecil and Alex Wilson. So a lot of potential with this Team USA roster, a lot of impressive names, and the first round for the World Baseball Classic will begin on March 6th. The first game is Israel versus Korea, which will take place at 4:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 local time in Seoul, where Pool A teams will be playing their opening round games. Team USA faces Colombia on March 10th at 6 p.m. Eastern in Miami to begin Pool C's opening round, and all WBC games can be seen streamed live on MLB Network and ESPN Deportes. Right after this break, I spoke with another head coach of an NHSI school getting ready to participate in the 2017 event. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast. Now is the time to gear up to cheer on Team USA. Visit the USA Baseball Shop to see our collection of new arrivals, including the 2017 World Baseball Classic Team USA 5950. Joining me now on our Pastimes podcast is the head coach of Brother Rice High School Baseball, John McCarthy. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us on.
Walk me through what it was like for when you got the invitation to compete in the 2017 NHSI.
First off, truly humbled by the invitation. And then next, totally excited for the opportunity to play the very best in the country. The experience allows our program to hopefully one day become one of the elite programs in the country. And, you know, we got great alumni, and they support and love our program, and they built this. And to see our program be able to represent, you know, not only Brother Rice, but be associated with USA Baseball, it's just, you know, huge for our kids. And, you know, it also shows the support from our administration and staff and how they treat these boys here. But we're thankful to USA Baseball, and we're thankful for USA Baseball showcasing high school baseball and showcasing the greatness in our student athletes.
Not only are you guys getting the opportunity, but you are the first ever representative out of Chicago and the Midwest as a whole to come to the NHSI. What does it mean for you to get to represent that entire region for the first time in this event?
Very grateful. Very grateful to be picked, you know, from all the great teams in Illinois, and very hungry to represent Illinois in a positive way and show the quality of baseball we have here in the Chicago and Illinois state. But finally, you know, just very thankful for all the great programs in Illinois that paved the way for Brother Rice to get this opportunity. So, you know, tons of great programs in Illinois, and they really put Illinois baseball on the national scene, and we're just lucky enough to represent us and represent Illinois in 2017 here.
You guys will be joining some of the usual representatives from California, Florida, and other warm weather states that are traveling in March to play baseball in North Carolina, perhaps a colder environment than they're used to playing baseball in. But you guys are coming from Chicago. Your team might be wearing shorts when you guys are pulling over their jackets or something. Do you think your team has a little bit of an advantage in case the temperature dips into the 50s?
We hope so. We know how quality the opponents are going to be. But, yeah, our kids are probably going to be putting on some suntan lotion, and kids from California will have some long sleeves on. But, you know, preparation for this event is key. And we know execution will be critical due to the number of quality teams and just that they're going to be low-scoring games. So, you know, we look to play good defense. We really need to execute, you know, our bunting, timely at-bats, those types of things. But, you know, I mean, overall, we want to play loose, man. We want to have fun, and we want to stay confident. And if we do those things, then we'll give ourselves the opportunity to be successful in the tournament.
One of the things that always seems to be a difference maker for teams coming into the NHSI is experience and how your team can handle playing in that high-pressure situation. And having a guy like the 2016 Daily Southtown Baseball Player of the Year in Ryan Cutt coming in for his senior season might be a big factor in that. What's it like for you having a player like Cutt as a senior on your team coming into a tournament like this?
You know, I mean, great question. I mean, Ryan Cutt really sets the tone, and him along with our other seniors set the tone, and they set the tone for everything we do. But Ryan's a four-year starter. He's been in, you know, tons and tons of pressure situations. But having him, you know, leading us out there, not only pitching-wise, but hitting-wise as well. He's our four-hole hitter, and you know, he'll set the tone, and he has no fear, and that will, you know, just really go through the rest of our team and allow us to play a little bit more confidently. But having him out there with no fear, you know, pitching hopefully that first game and setting the tone for the tournament will be it'll be huge for our team.
Every team is coming in with the hopes of winning that trophy, bringing it on as a carry-on as they fly home. But how do you think the experience as a whole of getting to play in the NHSI against these elite teams from around the country is going to help you, your team, and your players as you guys move forward?
Well, I think it's going to be an awesome experience for our kids, first and foremost. I mean, the job that USA Baseball and all of your staff do to promote this event and make it great is the experience of a lifetime for our kids. So, you know, we look forward to the competition, the challenge of competing against the best in America. And, you know, that experience in itself will go for our kids, you know, way past when their playing days are done. And that's what I'm most looking forward to, is they're going to remember this for the rest of their lives. And the job that your guys' staff does at USA Baseball, allowing, you know, our kids to have memories for a lifetime. I mean, that's what I'm most looking forward to. And, you know, we're competitive people, and us being from the Midwest, I think baseball sometimes gets overlooked in the Midwest, and, you know, so we have to go out and we got to represent the Midwest, and we got to really take advantage of this opportunity that you guys are providing to us.
It's one of my personal favorite parts of every year, the NHSI. It's an awesome event, Coach. We're excited to see what your team brings to Cary in March. Who knows? Maybe that Chicago Baseball Championship luck comes a little bit your way. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Joe, you're doing a great job, man, and I can't thank you enough for your time.
We'll close out today's show right after this.
Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com.
That'll do it for us today on our Pastimes podcast. Remember, Team USA's first game of the 2017 World Baseball Classic is coming up March 10th, 6 p.m. Eastern against Colombia. Thank you all very much for listening. For Head Coach John McCarthy, I'm Joe DiRienzo. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.